Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 140 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, we're going to be talking a lot of girls soccer later on as both Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial advance to the Class 3A semifinals tomorrow with victories today. And we'll be talking to the stars of both of those victories today. We'll also be hoping to talk a little girls tennis with one of the standouts on the Centennial girls team. But right now we want to preview tomorrow night's Jaghawk doubleheaders with a couple of the coaches. My first guest is the head coach of the Ankeny softball team. He has guided the Hawkettes to a 5-4 record thus far. He is Dave Bingham. Dave, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Oh, good, Dan. Hanging in there out of soccer with you today. So, yeah, I mean, it's that time of year where you get to see athletes in that environment. It's fun.
Yeah, it was a pretty exciting day out there today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little warm. We need more shade out there, county.
Oh, we do, don't we? Well, I had a feeling that at least one of our teams would advance, and I guess I'm not totally surprised that we got two. That's going to keep me busy for the next couple of days.
Yeah, a lot of grit. I mean, I was over getting some more, you know, finishing up some of the interviews on the other field when Ankeny got their goal, so that was a big one. So it'll be cool to see them both advance, but there's a lot of good. The last four left are pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk a little softball. Like I said, you guys are off to a 5-4 start this year. You did get off to a 5-0 start. Now you're on a four-game losing streak. But I know you've played some good teams. Last night you lost a doubleheader to number two, Fort Dodge. And that's certainly a good team, isn't it?
Yeah, they really are. Well, they're dynamic at the mound. And obviously the catcher, Doster, is probably the best in the state. She really ignites that thing. And, you know, she's does everything. And is a really tough kid. So that makes it really doubly tough when you got a talented pitcher and catcher, you know, both at that high level. But, you know, we put the ball in play. We were tight in that game, and then the wheels fell off a little bit. But we're in that skid right now, you know, where we've got the four losses. But I really like our team. I think good things are ahead.
Well, I know one of the common themes of those few losses has been your defense, because you guys have made some uncharacteristic errors, haven't you?
Yeah, we really have. We've struggled defensively, and sometimes, you know, over the years that happens with the team, and it started with our first loss, and it was just some little things. So we really, really, really put a lot of work into it, and I think we put too much work into it, probably, especially heading into Monday night. You know, we worked so hard on it, so I think we were just still a little tight with that. So, and I've told the girls too, I don't know if you added up the errors in our loss versus the other teams, but it's pretty significant, and I think that the game balances itself out. We're really good defensively. The girls are great players. They'll make that adjustment, and I'm feeling really good about them stepping up. It's just one of those things we're in that, and our girls will respond. But, yeah, it's really hard because it's hard on pitching. It's hard on catching. It's hard on, you know, your offense to go out there and turn around when you're getting behind, and we always want to score first in games, and that's a goal. It should be a goal, I think, for every team, and we haven't had that success lately, and so we'll look to turn that around.
Well, now you guys get a matchup with Centennial, and they're 8-3 going into their game tonight. You know, they're having a pretty good season, and you're pretty familiar with their personnel. How do you see the matchup?
I always think it's 50-50, you know, based on any time we play them. I don't think it, you know, once you start looking at records and stuff like that, you know, it gets difficult. But when we've played them over the years, you know, it's always close, and it's always special, too. Obviously, we got a lot of connections and a lot of good friends on both sides. Of course, Coach Delaney and I are close, and we always will be. And we want to beat each other when we go head-to-head. So they've got some real talent at the top of their order. They pitch well, and they've really played good defense. So I think we'll match it. I think it'll be an exciting doubleheader. Really looking forward to going over there.
Well, of course, they use a few different pitchers like you guys do. I mean, do you know who you're going to pitch yet, or is that something you wake up tomorrow morning and then you think about who you're going to pitch?
No. I mean, usually have a good plan. You know, we have to make sure that we're monitoring health and how we're feeling and how we're throwing, but we usually have a very specific plan going into that night, and we are extremely talented in that. We have kids like Praise Buchan, who hasn't even thrown for us, and she's really good. Delaney Sonograph is a really good pitcher. She's done well in JV and really made huge improvements. And Caleb Brummer's, you know, been a staple of our team. And so throughout the year, those kids will help us. We had a freshman come up and give her a chance, and Abby Rusher, who throws, you know, really hard and is going to be a great player for us. And we've even got a couple other kids. We've got an eighth grader who's really talented, and Aubrey Lentmeyer. So we've got a lot of really good talent on the mound. And I think as the season progresses, all those kids will find their role. And I think it's tough for pitchers, you know, at the beginning, especially when they're not even in the varsity lineup, to come in and get that groove. It's a difficult thing. So, but Ashton Billings and Kendra have really been carrying us the last 2 years, and we will throw those kids. I don't know which one we're starting in the first one. We'll talk in the morning. But, yeah, one of those two kids will throw for us.
All right, and then certainly one of your standouts this year has been Maria Carter. She's off to a good start, and that's not a surprise. I don't have her stats here in front of me, but I know she's you know, putting up some really good numbers again. But you're not surprised, are you?
Yeah, I mean, she really is a unique talent in that she can hit about any speed of pitching, and she can do crazy things with inside pitches. You know, she can hit them the other way, and sometimes she can turn on them. And, you know, I think I've told you it's unique that, you know, it's – good as a hitter she is, and as aggressive as she is, you know, she's really never hit a ball foul down the first baseline. It's kind of a crazy thing for a left-handed batter to think that's never happened. I've never seen it. So she really lets the ball travel and has good timing. So, and she's just fun to watch. I mean, you get those kids in your program. We've got nine seniors that are just, you know, not all in play, but they've been fun to watch, you know, just do their thing over the years and whatever level they're playing at. So. And she's just kind of the ringleader right now, one of those that can really, really swing it.
Well, I know last year she batted a .616, you know, one of the highest averages in the state. And, you know, if she continues to put up, you know, numbers like that, do you think teams might start pitching around her a little bit? I know she has some protection in the lineup there with Jillian, who had a two-run homer last night. But it just seems to me like if I was an opponent, I might want to consider pitching around her.
I do believe that happens, Dan, in games, you know, critical games and down the line in certain situations, a lot of teams will do that, and they'll put on certain kids, especially if there's a base open with a runner on. I mean, I think that teams look at that scenario, and I think they would look at that with Jill and whatever, because we are a fast, you know, more of a small ball team with our other kids. So I definitely think the good thing is we've got, like I said, other kids that are coming around that are on the bench that are our power kids that we can drop into sub if we need to do that. But I think the thing about Marina is, she doesn't walk a lot, too, so even if they're trying to pitch around her, you know how the unintentional, intentional walk, sometimes I see that a lot, and she still gets base hits, and I think, you know, that's why you just got to let her swing it sometimes, and we do have times where we have a good conversation where, hey, this is an at-bat where it's okay to take a walk, but we don't have those talks a lot because she does do so many good things at the plate.
All right, Dave, well, it should be a fun doubleheader tomorrow night. I'm probably going to be tied up with soccer for a while, so I probably won't be there at the start, but we'll definitely get there at some point. So, you know, good luck tomorrow night. We'll see you there.
Just make sure you're hydrating and, you know, you're eating right.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade, remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. Visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit gershman.com to get pre-approved today. All right, my next guest is the head coach of the Ankeny Centennial baseball team, and has guided the Jaguars to a 5-7 record thus far. He is Mark High. Mark, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Dan.
Hey, you bet. We got the big doubleheader coming up tomorrow night with Ankeny, but before we look ahead to that, just a brief comment about, you know, how the season's going thus far. I know you guys have had some ups and downs, and last night you guys split a doubleheader up at Marshalltown. I mean, do you feel like you guys are making some progress?
Yeah, I do. You know, we've got some young guys playing, and it's always a learning process when you have young players, but they're very thirsty to learn the game, and they work extremely hard, and we couldn't ask any more from them, and they're just doing a great job so far.
Well, I think you entered the season with maybe four returning starters or guys who had started in some capacity. I mean, this is probably one of the most inexperienced teams you've had, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember a team where we didn't have as much coming back than we have this year. But, you know, the guys that are coming back are great leaders, and we have some some seniors on the team that haven't played a whole lot that are also just tremendous leaders and very good at the roles that they have and are very encouraging and supportive of the younger players.
Well, now you guys get a matchup with Ankeny tomorrow night, and the Hawks entered the season as the number one team in Class 4A in the preseason, and they got off to a little bit of a slow start, but I saw them play last night, and they're starting to look like the number one team. I think they've won four in a row now, and you know they got a lineup that's pretty scary, don't they?
Yeah, they're an amazing team, and very well-deserved number one preseason rankings, and you know they just up and down the lineup, all nine of them are just tremendous ball players and great kids, and you know it's fun to play against teams like that where you know you're going to get their best effort, and you know they're just class individuals and very very highly skilled players.
Well, I don't think it's any secret that Brody Breck's going to be pitching one of the games tomorrow night, and I don't know if you've decided on your pitching the guys you're going to pitch yet, but whoever goes up against Brody, it's going to be a tough matchup, isn't it?
We just hope our kids come out and compete hard and play to the best of their abilities and you know do themselves proud.
Of course, when you see a guy like Brody who throws, you know, in the upper 90s at times, I mean, what is your approach against a guy like that? I mean, you just don't see too many guys like that, so it's obviously unique. But I mean, what is your plan of attack against a guy like that?
Well, you do your best. You know, you go up to the plate. You have a plan. Try to get the ball in play. You know, a lot of your timing is done on deck. You just try to figure when you got to get your foot down and move the bat a little bit and not be intimidated, and just hope that that you get the ball in play and it finds some holes. And you know, like you said, when you face a guy that throws that hard and is as good as he is, you just have to take advantage of opportunities and things that happen. So. You know, that's kind of our game plan going in, is just to try to take advantage of any opportunity that we get.
Well, of course, Brody and his teammate Weston Falk are both heading to Iowa next year. Brody's going to try to play both football and baseball. Of course, Weston's going to play baseball. And I saw the other day that your freshman, Joey Oki, is already committed to play for Iowa. You know, that's got to be one of the earliest commitments I've ever seen. They must see a lot of potential in him.
Yeah, Joey's a nice ball player. I mean, obviously, he just turned 15 the other day, so... you know he's very young, but he's very mature for his age. I was just commenting to my assistant coaches the other day. You know we're playing a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and I said sometimes I forget that they are freshmen and sophomores because you know they are mature for their age, and Joey's no exception. And I just forget sometimes that he's as young as he is, and he's doing a great job of making great strides in his game. These first few weeks.
All right, Mark. Well, it should be a fun doubleheader tomorrow night. I'm going to be busy tied up with soccer for a while in the afternoon, but I'll get there as soon as I can. So good luck tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Yep, you bet. All right, my next guest is a senior on the Ankeny Centennial girls soccer team, and today she scored both of her team's goals in a 2-1 victory over Dowling Catholic in the Class 3A semifinals at the state tournament. She is Elizabeth Overberg. Elizabeth, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Couple hours ago, so
I'll bet. I'll bet. Well, boy, that was a physical game. I don't know how many collisions there were today and how many girls had to be helped off the field. Was that one of the most physical games you've ever played in?
I think it this year especially. Everyone was just going into it with really intense, and a lot of fouls were being called, so it kind of made everyone even a little more frustrated. So it did get pretty chippy.
It did. Well, you scored the first goal today on a cross from Ellie Street, and you guys had a bunch of opportunities early on. You know, it had to feel good to finally capitalize on one.
Yes, it did, and I that's what made it even better, because I know we had a couple missed opportunities at the beginning, and we wanted to reward our backs and our forwards for running so much front from the start, and it felt really good just to put one away for all their efforts.
Well, Dowling tied the game later in the first half, so it was 1-1 at the half. You know, did you guys, you know, make very many adjustments at halftime?
Not too much. We just kind of, the end of the first half, we realized that we were kind of getting stuck in our own half, not clearing the ball the way we wanted to and not going into the tackles, like, with as much composure. So I think we just kind of, it gave us a chance to calm down, relax, get some water, and we stuck more to our game plan and had more composure going into the second half.
Well, then you later scored the go-ahead goal off a corner kick about midway through the second half. You know, there's a little bit of a scramble, and then you seemed to be in the right place at the right time. That was probably one of the easier goals you've scored this year, I would think.
Yeah, and that one, both goals kind of felt pretty similar. My teammates did most of the work, and I was in the right place at the right time, and I just knew I just had to lean over the ball, just pass it into the net, because if I tried anything too fancy, it would go to the goalie or go over the goal. So it was just more about kind of the mindset of my teammates did this for me, I need to put it in the back of the net.
Well, now you guys get a rematch with Valley tomorrow in the semifinals, and you handed Valley its only loss 2-1 on April 13th. You know, are you confident you guys can beat them again?
Yeah, the game today helped us kind of avenge one of our losses of the season, and so that kind of gave us more confidence. And, you know, I'm really excited to see how both teams have developed since we haven't seen them since really early on in our season, and we've just kind of both been battling it out for the number one ranking. And so I'm just excited because I know we're going to have even more intensity than the game yesterday, because we just kind of have a chip on our shoulder. Like, we had the number one seed at the most of the beginning of the season, and then once we lost to Dowling, we got moved to fifth. So we kind of want to get that ranking back.
Well, Valley pulled away late today to beat Muscatine 5-1, and Anna Van Weingarten had a couple of goals today. She's got 30 on the season now. I mean, certainly containing her is going to be one of the priorities for your team, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think I'm pretty excited for our team because I just know I have complete faith in my back line. And even since our first game with Valley, they've progressed so much and they just trust each other so much. So I'm excited to see them work their butts off because they work so well together.
What do you think will be the other keys to the matchup? Anything specific stand out?
We know Valley has a great offensive attack, so it's going to be like – CeCe Burrows and Courtney, they've been helping to lead the back line, and Macy Eptu and Ellie Street, they're just back there. And the key is going to make sure they're composed under the attack and getting the ball up. And then us in the midfield, just in the forwards, we just have to be able to pass the ball around and wait for an opening because it'll come.
Well, I know you had a couple girls get banged up today, and you guys certainly had to spend a lot of energy to win that game. I mean, you guys going to be able to get back up tomorrow?
Last the longest, who has the best mindset, and I'm pretty confident in our mindset, and we've been doing everything we can possibly can to fuel our bodies and rehydrate and rest, so it's kind of nice knowing we're controlling what we can control, and we just have to go out and just execute.
Well, if you guys win that one, you'll get a day off before Friday's championship game. I know you want to be playing on Friday night, and you could be playing against Ankeny. That'd be something that we'd all enjoy seeing. So, well, hey, good luck tomorrow, Elizabeth. I'll probably see you down there.
Oh, my gosh, thank you. Thanks for all you're doing this year for us.
Oh, you bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients. You're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, my next guest is a senior on the Ankeny girls soccer team, and today she scored the game-winning goal with less than a minute left to beat Pleasant Valley 1-0 in the Class 3A quarterfinals at the state tournament. She is Rachel Crispin. Rachel, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Well, that was quite an exciting finish today, but there really wasn't a lot of scoring opportunities in the game. Were you starting to think that, you know, maybe this was a game that might be headed to PKs?
I mean, we've had a lot of games that went into PKs this regular season, and so it was definitely a thought that crossed my mind. But with the weather today, I just really did not want that to happen. So I just knew at the end that we just had to shoot.
Well, you told me after the game that, you know, when you guys got that penalty kick that, you know, you looked at Kennedy Mackey and she asked you if, you know, you wanted to take it, and you obviously took it with a lot of confidence. It looked like your shot, you know, went to the left side of the net. I mean, is that something you kind of think about ahead of time, or did you see the goalkeeper leaning the other way maybe?
I mean, I practice my PKs a lot, so I kind of have a spot that I go, but I also look at the goalie and kind of decide. Like, it's not something that's set in stone.
Of course, you guys had lost to Pleasant Valley in overtime earlier this year. So what did you feel like was going to be the key, you know, to reversing that outcome today?
I mean, we knew, like, playing them in the season, we knew their girls, and we knew, like, what we needed to do. that if we just attacked and got the ball behind their back line, then we'd be able to get some shots on goal. And I think that kind of that worked today. We were able to get a few shots, especially in the first half, and then at the end of the game there.
Well, boy, your defense didn't give up very many opportunities. I mean, what can you say about your team's defensive effort? They've just been rock solid, haven't they?
Yeah, they played such a good game today. I think they really need a lot of credit from this game. Like, Jenna and Eden and Maddie and Liz and Jazz, they all did so great today. They didn't let anything through, and I feel like Pleasant Valley didn't really have a lot of chances either because of them.
Well, you guys will now get a rematch versus Waukee in the Class 3A semifinals. Of course, you guys beat Waukee for the title 2 years ago. What do you think are going to be the keys to that matchup?
We know that they're going to be physical. Waukee's always a physical team, and they have some really good girls on there. But I think after playing this game today, we're really prepared to fight any physical battle. And we just know that if we win, like, the individual battles that we have, then we'll be able to win the game tomorrow.
Well, now, for those of you that played on the 2019 team that won that championship, you know, does that postseason run give you confidence that you can do it again?
Yeah, I think, like, in 2019, Waukee was ranked number one, and we were ranked number six. But I think once we get to this point, the rankings don't matter. And knowing that we beat them before, I think it just shows that we can beat them again, and anything can happen in this postseason run.
Well, of course, your crosstown rival, Lincoln Centennial, had a big win today as well. They knocked off Dallin Catholic. I just got done talking to Elizabeth Overberg, and they'll play Valley in the other semifinal tomorrow. It's possible we could have, you know, another Ankeny versus Centennial matchup in the final like we did in 2018. I mean, if you guys can win tomorrow, would you like another crack at the Jaguars?
I think we would. I mean, being from Ankeny, it's a big soccer town, and playing against Centennial, you know, there are a lot of our teammates. We've grown up with them. We've played with them since we were little. And so I think playing against them in the state championship, that's definitely something that we would look forward to. It just kind of would tie everything together, and I think it just would show kind of the skill that Ankeny has in soccer, just all around.
Oh, for sure. Well, you guys did have to spend a lot of energy to win that game today. And, of course, Waukee got out to a 3-0 lead in their game and was able to kind of coast to their win on another field. So are you guys going to have enough energy for that game tomorrow?
I think so. I mean, right when we got to the high school, we were doing ice baths, and tomorrow we're going to do recovery again. And so I think fresh legs aren't as much of a concern right now. Plus, we'll just be playing off of our win from today, and so I think everyone's just going to have the attitude of wanting to win and wanting to win their physical battles. So I'm not very concerned about being fresh.
Well, it should be another exciting day down there at County Park. I'm looking forward to it. So Rachel, good luck tomorrow. I'll see you down there.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. We're also hoping to have Ankeny Centennial Tennis standout Abby Peterson on the podcast tonight, but she was working at some tennis clinics today, and we just weren't able to connect tonight as we had hoped, but we will certainly have her on again or on sometime in the future for sure. So come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.